You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Are you all right? What's wrong?
I felt a great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced.
Hi, I'm Jack from Socrates, and I'm at the radio station with my sister Katie. You're listening to WGXC Aqua. Have a nice day!
Hi everyone, it's Lily, the youth peer leader from Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene County's Clubhouse. Are you a teen wanting to learn more about health education? Maybe you're looking to complete your volunteer hours or in need of a job. The weekly teen clinic on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Family Planning, located on the third floor of the county building on Main Street in Catskill, can help you answer any of your questions. Information can be found at greengovernment.com. Hope to see you there.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Anonymous of Sheffield, Massachusetts. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and to stop.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Yes, this is The Bright Side. And that was Earth, Wind, and Fire with the never old 21st of September. Do you remember the 21st night of September? Well, beloved, I'm just here to say I didn't remember at the time, but I remembered it for quite a few decades since. It is my birthday today. And I just boast in the Lord. I tell people the Earth, Wind, and Fire wrote that song for me. And guess what? They said, do you remember how we danced in September? Well, we got a dance or two on last night as we celebrated the 25th anniversary of the birth of Overcoming Ministries International Church here in Hudson, New York, and reaching beyond. And I give God praise and thanks for just calling me and choosing me and using me to bring so many people together in our community. And we work together to do wonderful things that bring glory, honor, and praise to God our Father, to help display the heart of God, the love of God, as the people of God coming together. Hallelujah. Working together. Amen. Loving together, standing together, and bringing others into the knowledge of this great love of God for humanity. Hallelujah. There's so much evidence that looks to the contrary, but we come as credible witnesses that God loves humanity. Yes, he does. And he grieves at the injustice and the inhumane treatment as he sees us perpetrate on one another. And he rejoices when we uplift and celebrate and love on one another. So, amen. The love we share today, hallelujah. Thank you, Earth, Wind, and Fire. But you know what? That's a love that comes from God above. And I just love the way he loves us. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I'm happy. I'm excited to be here on this, my birthday. Hallelujah. And to all you September babies, I usually say it at the end, but I'm going to say it right now. Happy birthday to all my fellow September babies born. We call us New Year babies. Amen. There was some celebrating going on, and praise the Lord, there's a lot of us to show up today. I know a few that are born even on this day that I share birthday with, and so I say thank you and happy birthday to you also. I might get to list the names together before I leave the line today, but on the top of my list is my good friend, former steward in my church, Sister Veronica Loman Griffin. Thank you, sis, and God bless you. Happy 21st of September to you. So yes, beloved, this is me and this is what we do on WGXC. Hallelujah. We bring you good news. We bring you music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We bring music that tells it like it is, like it T-I is, like it was, like it will be. Hallelujah. And we come with our spiritual social commentary. We got 30 minutes this morning, 6 songs back to back for your listening pleasure, your edification, your enjoyment. And then after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary. Well, right coming up, you carried me, Miss Jacqueline Carr. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. Beloved, that is my testimony about these 25 years up in here. All right. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. The song testifies to Jesus going to that cross. But what the word say? He said, did anybody gonna follow me? Pick up your cross. Hallelujah. Amen. And so it's not easy, but it is worth it, beloved. That's Miss C.C. Winans. Victory in Jesus. That's a sure thing too. Mississippi Bass Choir. Jesus by Sinaj. Just that name, Jesus. Somebody said Jesus, Jesus. They can mock it if they want. Hallelujah. But I know there's power in the name of Jesus, and so do all who believe. And Sinaj sings about it today. You made a way, Jesus. Yes, you did. You made a way. Bishop Travis Green, and this is your season, William Murphy. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for the day. You carried me. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. Victory in Jesus. Jesus, you made a way. This is your season. So let us go forth, beloved, hallelujah, in the goodness of the Lord, in the land of the living, and let us bless the Lord with the message that comes in the music.
And when they ask me how, oh, I just say, you carry me. Oh, I know you carry me. That's my testimony. You carry me. Oh, I am a witness that you carry me. To give me an expected end for my shame, Lord, you gave me honor. Wanted me to know what it means to live in my promise. And when they ask me how, oh, I just said, you you are.
Don't think for a moment I never felt the pain. You can't imagine the hurt and the shame. They put the nails through my hands, pierced my side. Please understand, it wasn't easy, but it was.
tell somebody the name of Jesus is higher than cancer, is higher than heartbreak, is higher than any disease. Just speak in tongues if you know how to speak in tongues.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The name of Jesus, it is greater than any name I know. And beloved, our sister was testifying about how she met Satan. And he told her, if you will just bow down and worship me, if you'll follow me. Listen, beloved, you might have had that visitation. I know I have. It was in human. It was in human form. Absolutely, it was. Not more than once either. Not once. Not less than once, I should say. More than once. How should I say it? But you know what? Nah, I'll pass. I stuck with Jesus. And guess what? He gave me the victory. Didn't he do it? Will he do it? Yes, he will. There's power in that name. Beloved, we're here on WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org, online streaming. We're here for it. We're here to lift the name of Jesus. There's no other name above that name. Hallelujah. Ask me how I know. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. Them things happen in the night. Them visitations come. And you feel like you ain't going to wake up. You ever had that experience? I know there are people who have. I have. Amen. I called that name of Jesus and that thing broke off me, fled. Come on here, somebody. Won't you talk about him? Tell it. Hallelujah. Don't keep it to yourself. There's power in that name. It's a marvelous name. It's a great name. There's no other name like Jesus. Hallelujah. And he will make a way. That's why I can say, don't quit in the dip. You hang on in there. Hallelujah. I don't care what it sound like, it seem like, it smell like, it is like. God is able and he can make a way. Travis Green know what we talking about. And that's why he sings about it. He made a way. Don't know how, but he did it. but you did it. Don't know why, but he did it. He made a way. Yes, he did.
Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap us in your arms and step in, and everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way when our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.
Lord,
for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground, now I'm knowing and it's showing. My season for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season
for grace.
For what else?
For favor.
This is my season
to reap what I have sown.
Listen, everything is working together for my good. Say it, church. Everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. Everything is this tonight, real simple, say, it's good,
it's good,
it's good,
it's good,
it's good.
It's good.
Say, it's working for my good, it's good, say, it's good, say, it's good, say, it's working
for my
good, it's good,
it's good,
y'all, said it's good, it's working for my good. It's working for my good. This is my season for grace, for I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I say, in whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed
for grace.
For favor, yeah. This is my season. Come on, y'all.
To be what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground?
Hallelujah. I've got a seed in the ground, and it's working. It's working for good. It's working for me. Hallelujah. It's working for me. Oh, my God. And, you know, I saw, beloved, I saw a documentary, I guess it was. I forget the title of it, but it was saying how in black communities there can be so many churches, and yet black people are doing not so well. As a matter of fact, one of the statistics says that we're right where we were during antebellum period. Black people had about 1% or 1.5% of the wealth of this nation. And even today, with all of those celebrities and athletes who make those astounding incomes and other professions that make great salaries, in the overall, we're right where we were. This is by design, beloved. We know we have excellence in black communities, just like any other community. But there is a there is a, and it's a lived experience. You don't understand it. You can't believe it if you don't live it. You have to be in that skin to understand. God has been revealing it. He's tried. He's had people speaking on it, marching on it, dying for it, to bring us to a point of understanding and realizing that one of the demons of this democracy is that prejudice, that bigotry, that racism, that schism, that division that says one group is better than the other. Hallelujah. But I thank God that God don't see it like that. He said in him there is no Jew, no Gentile, there's no Greek, there's no male, there's no female. Hallelujah. We are one in him. Amen. I don't know where that came from or why it got there, but hallelujah. Somebody need to be reminded. Somebody need to hear it. Hallelujah. And it's a winning season. Hallelujah. A season for breakthrough, a season for grace, a season for favor. Amen. I've decreed and declared it such a season. And the songwriter, Brother Pastor Murphy said, amen, to speak it over yourself. Hallelujah. Decree and declare. This is your season. He said, I've got a seed in the ground, a seed in the ground. And seed refers to offerings, beloved. Seed refers to offering in the scriptures, and it talks about, you know, using agricultural terminology. People in those days, you know, they had been herders and nomads and things, and then they got to a point in human development where they were actually staying in community and creating crops and produce and things like that, and using those produce to make other products. Amen. And they were having stability and community. And so they understood the importance of seed in the ground. Amen. And hallelujah. A seed in the ground. You invest in something other than yourself. You invest in the kingdom of God. You invest in the lives of those who are less fortunate. You invest in the work of those who are doing the work that God said we should be doing. Feeding the sick in Matthew 25, taking care of our sick, taking care, looking out and looking after people who have got caught up in criminality and they went to prison, looking out for them, helping them to come out, get back on their feet again and do it right. You know, taking care of people who are food deprived and those who have thirst and all these things in Matthew 25 that he tells us that we ought to be about. Amen. And so when we put seed in the ground for those things that God had talked about, amen, then we are in position, beloved, to have a winning season. Hallelujah. You know, some people, I ain't got enough for me and mine. I don't have enough to pay my bills. I have more month than money and I can't give. And all y'all ever talk about is give, give, give. Well, listen, beloved, I am not a peddler. Hallelujah. I am not a trickster. Praise be to God. I'm just telling you what I know. Hallelujah. How I know and what I know and how it works. And I was a tither. I was a tither for many, many, many years, and I saw God do some amazing things. Hallelujah. But then there came a time in my life, beloved, where I was unemployed, and this wasn't too long ago. You know, I've been in ministry several decades, and so this wasn't that long ago. This was during the pandemic. Come on here, somebody. And I didn't have income coming in. Hallelujah. I don't have a traditional church. We don't pass a plate every Sunday. Hallelujah. We don't send letters out and badger people for donations and things like that every month, twice a month, three times a month or whatever. We just trust God. We just trust God. And when I saw God do the miraculous and reestablishing and settling me, hallelujah, I knew it was connected to the seed I had in the ground, hallelujah, for a long, long time. And those seeds were beginning to produce what I needed for sustaining. And I praise and thank God. You know, when a farmer plants for his crop, he don't put one seed in the ground. Hallelujah. He puts many seeds in the ground. And sometimes the crops don't come up like he thinks. But does he stop being a farmer? No. He plants again. Amen. Maybe change up the crop a little bit. Plants again. Hallelujah. And then, amen, when his breakthrough comes, hallelujah. So praise the Lord. We got seed in the ground, beloved. Amen. And it is a season. Hallelujah. I tell people, when God is moving, you want to be in the move. You want to move with the cloud of glory. And when God is moving, you say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. So, amen. When I hear about people getting blessed and God moving, amen, I don't get jealous or envious or you know, disappointed or discouraged. I say, Lord, if you're doing it for them, do it for me. Hallelujah. You did it before, do it some more. Amen, because when God is moving, somebody, when I was going through those things during the pandemic, and people would say, how you doing? And I say, God is up to something great. They say, yeah, I know, but how you doing? I say, God is up to something great. Amen. That was my answer for everything. What you gonna do? God is up to something great. Hallelujah. And did he do it? Yes, beloved, he did. Yes, beloved, he did. And I thank God. During that time, I'm just in testimony mode right now, huh? But during that time, praise the Lord, I was not employed, and I actually became homeless for 9 months, right? And praise be to God, it was during the shutdown, and it allowed me to take care of my brother, who was disabled and you know, vulnerable health-wise, take care of my aunt, God bless the dead, who was homebound, hallelujah, down in Brooklyn, New York, take care of my parents, who were also in their 80s and 90s, and so I made the circuit, you know. I would go and get their groceries and get the things they need for their households, and I would just make that circuit for that year or so when we were shut down. Come on, I was free. Amen. From all the other things and able to do those things for them. And when I looked back at it, I said, look at you, God. Hallelujah. And then when things began to open up, beloved, the doors opened up for me too. I'm telling you, beloved, put seed in the ground. Can't just think about you. You're for and no more. If you want to get that winning season, you want to get that breakthrough. Hallelujah. There's a season, beloved, and when God is moving, hallelujah, I say, God is up to something great. Someone said, well, God is great. He's up to great. He's always up to something great. I said, well, that my lived experience, and that might be yours, but my lived experience is sometimes God be quiet, and he be laying in the cut. He be checking us out to see what do we do when he's silent. What do we do, amen, when he's not moving in the miraculous or moving in unexpected but definitely divine ways? What do you do, hallelujah, when those times of trial and suffering and challenge and obstacles come to your path? What do you do? And God be checking us out to see what we do. I submit to you, you adopt the line or some variation that works for you. God is up to something great. I can't trace it, I can't track it, but I'm going to trust it. Amen. God is great, and he's up to something great. And in due season, you reap what you have sown. Amen. We sow in faith, and we reap in joy. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and we just thank God for the blessings of this day. I want to say thank you. Hallelujah to God for all these years in ministry. Hallelujah. 40 plus years in ministry, 25 years as a founder and senior pastor for Overcomer Ministries, a non-traditional church beyond walls. Oh, my God. That story is another story. But God, he did it. I want to thank everybody, starting with our chairperson for our anniversary, Sister Beverly Hales. I want to thank God for her and just the work that she had to do while she was moving to another state. getting her houses relocated and all kind of background stuff going on in her life. Hallelujah. And it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. Want to thank her and the whole team, the cooks, amen, the servers. You know who you are. Can't get into the long list of names there, but want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for our Congressman, Congressman Josh Riley, for his certificates and citations to the church and to our honorees, Holly Tanner, Martin Randall, Reverend Van Alstyne, and Reverend Waddell. I want to thank God for the citations also from our Assemblywoman, Dee Dee Barrett, and also from our Senator on her honeymoon, but she thought it not robbery. Senator Michelle Hinchy, someone from her staff, also came and made a proclamation, presented a proclamation as well. We are so grateful to God for their support. Our mayor on vacation, but sending a video greeting and just touched our hearts. Amen. All of those who sent in video messages to encourage and support and say thank you and God bless you. And, you know, it was just a wonderful, wonderful thing. Our partners, 25 years, Miss Holly Tanner, our county clerk, has worked with us, amen, during Christmas season to bless so many families, hundreds and hundreds over these years, thousands even over these years. And we're so grateful to her. Hallelujah. So grateful to Martin Avey Services, who has helped us over the years with our audio video work in the park ministries of around the park. And hallelujah, inspiring. And that was part of our mission, beloved, to inspire other Christian communities to participate in taking the gospel out. We're doing that. We've done that. God has done it for and through and with us, and we're grateful to God for that. Want to thank the Register Star and Community Bank and just so many others for your support. And our pastors, Pastor Alan Williams and his wife from Shiloh Baptist Church, Brother Cleveland Samuels, the officer, and members from the State Street Amy Zion Church, Pastor Paulette Adams, and members of Payne Amy Church, Pastor Dave Tipple and Pastor Joanne Tipple, amen, from churches in Germantown, and I think another place, I can't think of where that is right now, and other ministers. I'm running out of time, so I can't tell all the names, but I just want to say thank you all that you thought it not robbery to come out and share with us. Our district attorney, he got ill, he couldn't make it, but he sent his regrets. We acknowledge and hope that you get well. DA Chris Liberati Conant, Under Sheriff Jackie Salvatore, she was there also, and thanking God for her, hallelujah, and so many others. Those who said they were going to come and for whatever reason couldn't come, we love you, and we pray your health and strength in the Lord. All my Overcomer Ministry family, love you so much. There's no me without you. Hallelujah. It is not me. It's a we thing. And I thank God for you. We're going to get ready to get out of here. But beloved, I just want you to know once more and again, it doesn't matter how dark it is. Believe and trust. The sun is still here and the sun still shines. The light of Christ shines bright and casts out darkness. Hallelujah. So don't quit in the dip. Praying for you. You're sick or you're shut in. You're feeling lost. You're feeling lonely. You're feeling confused. You're feeling depressed. You're feeling stressed. You're grieving. You're bereaved. We're praying for you. Hang on in there. Hang on in there. Amen. God will do something for you. That pain may not go away, but he'll give you the power to push past the pain into the promise. Amen. Hallelujah. That lonely feeling may appear and appear again, but he'll let you know you're not alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, beloveds, God loves you, and so do I. But he loves you more, and he loves you best, better than all the rest. And so God wants you to be, and I want you to be blessed. All right? Don't quit in the dip. The sun is always there. Well, we got one more song as we get ready to get up out of here, or maybe two. We'll see what it do. But happy birthday again to all you September babies. Happy anniversary to all you September lovers. And till the next time, stay well, stay safe, and God bless you. We got more music. Yes, I do. I got a little bit of something for you. Amen. What happened there? Where'd my music screen go? Why'd it do that? I don't know. But I'm here, and we're here, and we want you to be blessed, all right? Be blessed, beloved. God loves you.
Blessings of health, blessings of wealth, and until I see you again, my friend, I'm excited about your win.
Everyone says goodbye when the time arrives, but a joyous heart will keep the memories alive. So let's share the best of us and give what's left of us, because true friendship is heaven's way of blessing us.
Dream.